A Note on Sources. This book is a reconstructed family memoir, and reconstruction requires sources. The list below records the documentary base from which Edward Bennett's voice was rendered across 12 chapters. The list is not exhaustive in the way a scholarly bibliography would be. It is full enough to let a reader understand what was used and how to find more. The Family Papers. The surviving correspondence between Edward Bennett and Janet Hume Bennett is held by the author's cousin, Keith Richards, of Iowa. The papers came to him by inheritance through the family's preservationist line. Mr. Richards transcribed the more difficult letters in clean hand before transmitting photographs of the originals to the author in June 2026. The full list of surviving letters appears in About the Letters. The originals remain in Mr. Richards' possession. Reproductions in this book are by his permission. Other family papers consulted include a Civil War-era Union jacket once worn by Edward and kept by the family through five generations, family photographs from the late 19th and 20th centuries, the genealogical files compiled across several decades by the late Marlies Richards and inherited by her son Keith, and headstone and cemetery records from Linwood Cemetery, Clarksville, Iowa, where Edward and Janet are buried. Regimental and military records. The 23rd Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry's wartime service is documented in the official roster maintained by the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, Madison, Wisconsin. The unit's entry in the War of the Rebellion, a compilation of the official records of the Union and Confederate armies, Washington, Government Printing Office, 1880 to 1901, commonly known as the Official Records or OR. The Red River Campaign Correspondence appears in Volume 34. The Mobile Campaign Correspondence appears in Volume 49. Wisconsin Volunteers, War of the Rebellion. 1861 to 1865, the post-war state Adjutant General's Compilation, which preserves the regimental roster, casualties, and service summary. Wisconsin Historical Society. Manuscript Collections, Madison, including soldier letters from sister regiments in the 13th and 19th Army Corps. Other Union accounts of the Red River and Mobile campaigns. Edward Bennett's correspondence describes what he saw and did. To verify the broader military context, the author and his research agent consulted accounts left by men of other regiments who served in the same theaters. 130th Illinois, Volunteer Infantry, Regimental History and Surviving Soldier Letters. 77th Illinois, Volunteer Infantry, Regimental History and Surviving Soldier Letters. 23rd, Iowa Volunteer Infantry, Regimental History and Surviving Soldier Letters. Multiple accounts of the construction of Bailey's Dam at Alexandria, Louisiana, in May 1864, including those preserved in the Library of Congress American Memory Collection. Multiple accounts of the assault on Fort Blakely, Alabama, on April 9, 1865, drawn from the official records, regimental histories, and the published memoirs of Brig, General Christopher C. Andrews of the 13th Army Corps. Postwar life. Edward Bennett's postwar life from 1866 to his death in 1922 is documented through the 1870, 1880, 1900, 1910, and 1920 federal census records for Iowa. His published obituary in the Charles City, Iowa newspaper, February 1922. The Grand Army of the Republic, Department of Iowa, post-roster records. His Find a Grave Memorial, contributor curated by family members. Find a Grave Memorials for Janet Hume Bennett, 1839 to 1929, Elizabeth Ellison Bennett, 1835 to 1857, Elizabeth Bennett Shadbolt, 1857 to 1930, Jessie Elizabeth Shadbolt Richards, 1894 to 1972, Marion May Richards Zwanziger, 1917 to 1998, and Donna Kathleen Zwanziger Weidelish, 1943 to 1986. Period historical context. Background reading consulted by the research agent during the production of this book. Gary Joyner, One Damn Blunder from Beginning to End, The Red River Campaign of 1864, Wilmington, Scholarly Resources, 2003. Ludwell H. Johnson, Red River Campaign, Politics and Cotton in the Civil War, Baltimore, Johns Hopkins Press, 1958. John D. Winters, The Civil War in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana State University Press, 1963. Sean M. O'Brien, Mobile, 1865, Last Stand of the Confederacy, Westport, Prager, 2001. Chester G. Hearn, Mobile Bay, and the Mobile Campaign, The Last Great Battles of the Civil War, Jefferson, North Carolina, McFarland, 1993. John Lawrence, The Pictorial History of the Civil War in the United States of America, Original 1866 to 1868, Multi-Volume Edition, Consulted for Contemporary Engravings. Harper's Weekly Issues, April through May, 1865, Consulted for Contemporary Illustrations of the Mobile Campaign and the Lincoln Assassination. Library of Congress Collections. The maps and photographs reproduced as plates in this book are sourced from the Library of Congress Geography and Map Division and Prints and Photographs Division. Full provenance for each image, including item numbers and right statements, is recorded in image provenance. On the limits of what could be reconstructed. The author and his agents have been careful, throughout the production of this book, to distinguish what the documentary record supports from what was reconstructed by inference. Every voice and every passage of the book operates under the rules disclosed in Chapter 2 and detailed in About the Method. The author welcomes correction from any reader, historian, descendant, or librarian who identifies an error or has information that would strengthen a future edition. Contact the author directly.